You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube. We've got your latest edition of General Hospital comings and goings for the week of May 22nd through 26 and a little beyond, and we have got 9 cast changes to tell you about. There is so much to unpack. It's exciting stuff. May Sweeps is wrapping its run, and we've got new storylines starting and new actors coming and going for that. That's very exciting, and we want to tell you all about it. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of your General Hospital spoilers, casting news, all the goodies that you need to be ready to watch your favorite ABC soap opera. So this coming week, we are going to see recast Molly Lansing and recast Christina Corinthos. They both have got new faces, but it's for different reasons. And the two are going to be embarking on a huge storyline together, and it's about infertility and endometriosis. So Molly Lansing has been recast with Holiday Kriegel in the role, and Haley Poulos is in rehab now. She had a really, really bad alleged DUI crash. This came the last day of April, and then May 11th, she said that she had been recast because of a, quote, car accident, but fans aren't very happy to know that she's calling her crashing into two cars, one into a car going 60 miles an hour, going the wrong way on the freeway as, you know, what sounded like a simple accident. So the big question is, with her facing criminal charges, she was arrested on felony DUI, is what is Haley Poulos' future at General Hospital, and is this recast of Holiday Kriegel going to become permanent? We'll have to wait and see how she fares, see what the charges are. The guy that she reportedly hit, according to the police, was a young man, and he is facing severe injuries. If for some horrible reason he dies as a result of this drunk driving incident, then you can face decades in prison for that, for vehicular manslaughter under the influence of alcohol. So it's a scary thing, and not surprising that they put her in rehab. That generally helps you come out of court a little better. We'll have to wait and see if ABC decides to make any movement on this. So new Christina Corinthos is a recast Lexi Ainsworth, and General Hospital, she said, reached a mutual decision and she's leaving to pursue other projects. And they've brought in Days of Our Lives alum Kate Mancey. And of course, over on Days, she played Abby Devereaux for a while. She alternated in the role with Marcy Miller, who was playing in the part when the character died. And it looks like, so Molly has got endometriosis and she gets word that she's infertile. Actress Kate Mancey herself suffers from endometriosis, so it feels like this is the perfect storyline for her. She loves to advocate for this important medical issue, and it looks like Christina might volunteer to be a surrogate for her sister, according to the chatter we've heard. All right, other casting stuff. Vernay Watson is back as Stella Henry, and TJ Ashford is going to talk to her about the issues he's going through with Molly and them wanting to start a family and her being medically unable to. Emma Sams took her bow as Holly Sutton. She has decided that her lifestyle is not something she wants to subject Robert Scorpio to, and so she's going to leave him in Diane Miller's tender embrace while she goes off to try and get Ethan Lovett out of trouble. Also, Scott Baldwin actor Ken Schreiner has tweeted, "I just found out Scotty at General Hospital was written out. I thank you, General Hospital fans, for decades of supporting me." This sounds terrible, and of course, Scotty's great. He's been on there, you know, forever, since back the Luke Laura Scotty days, and he's obviously a legacy and just so much fun to watch. At the same time, it doesn't seem like that he's gone for good, despite this very dramatic tweet that he made, only because I remember a similarly dramatic tweet in December of 2021 when he said basically the same thing. He said that his character had been written out and he was going to go to Florida with his Vespa and do some scuba diving. So just because he said, you know, bye-bye, I've been written out, that doesn't mean for good. I think he was on recurring and not contract anyway, but it was really exciting to see him with Liesl Obrecht, and I definitely hope that his exit doesn't mean that after Liesl gives up some bone marrow that she's leaving too, because I love me some Kathleen Gotti on General Hospital. Also, if you didn't know this, this is kind of interesting. There, during the Home Shopping Channel stuff, there were 3 cameos, and 2 of them were very obvious. All 3 are done. We're going to talk about it. Of course, you would have recognized Susan Batten and Morgan Fairchild. They were the hostesses of the show playing Flora Gardens and Haven de Havilland. And of course, Haven was being a complete witch, and she was playing crying. She was having the production people play crying baby noises into Sasha's head, little earpiece, to try and get her to have a breakdown on TV again, which is very cruel. But Morgan Fairchild is a whole heck of a lot of fun, and that's neat that they wrote that part. Also in the home shopping scenes was another cameo that you might not have realized. It was somebody who is famous, and that is the production assistant, Julie, the one who had the headset and was being made to do bad stuff. She is played by Eliza Frakes. I don't know if you know the last name, Frakes. Jeannie France's husband is Jonathan Frakes. And of course, Jeannie France plays Laura Spencer. So that was the Laura Spencer actress's daughter that got to play that role there for a couple of days. So that was really cool. But she has come and gone now, and so have Susan and Flora Gardens. So another interesting addition to the cast is Gavin Houston. The last time we saw him was as Zeke Robinson, Portia's brother, and he was in town for her wedding. And what I feel like was that they brought him in for the wedding because he's coming back for this bigger part that he was talking about. He said that he has got a meaty storyline coming. If you thought that Gavin Houston looked familiar, that's because he has appeared on General Hospital before as a different character. He played Sly Thomas, who is a forensic investigator at the Port Charles Police Department. So this meaty storyline he has, what I'm wondering is if it's about Portia's plot to get Spencer Cassadine out of Trina Robinson's life. Of course, Zeke is Trina's Uncle Zeke, and of course he wants his niece to have a happy and long life and not be associated with bad people. But when Portia has talked to Taggart about getting Spencer out of her daughter's life, he said, "Don't push. You're going to just shove her deeper in with him, but she won't listen." I believe she also talked to Curtis about it, and I think she got similar. It was the advice she got from Ava, because she was trying to get Ava to plot with her, and Ava was like, "Don't do it. It's going to come back to bite you." But of course, Portia is not going to back down. She pretty much feels like she's lost Curtis and she can't lose her daughter too, especially not to what she considers is Spencer's bad influence. So a lot to see this week. New Molly, new Christina, big new plot for the 2 new actresses. In a way, it's kind of interesting to see the 2 recast align. So that I think it'll be less disruptive than seeing a new face with the existing actor, since they're replacing them both at the same time and they are in this huge plot together. And of course, the other thing I'm really excited about next week is seeing Brene Watson back. She is always a revelation as Aunt Stella. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital casting news, spoilers, and all the stuff that you need to know. We're going to keep you up to date. There's some exciting stuff to see. We've got this endometriosis and fertility thing kicking off, double recast, and we have got Zeke Robinson back soon for this meaty storyline with Portia Robinson.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.